Obedience to the Heavenly Vision, December 15. I verily thought with myself, that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Many place themselves where it is difficult to maintain integrity and preserve purity. God gives to them the warning to flee out of Sodom. But they cling to their own ideas and think that they know best, and the work that they could do out of the cities, they do, for the sake of convenience, in the cities. They gather round them workers who ought to be out of the cities. Some of these workers may be unbelievers, but they might be converted if the religious interests were made first. The Lord calls for those in positions of trust in His cause to make centers for their work out of the cities, that they may call round them believers and unbelievers, and then make every provision to give them religious advantages. Christians will be tested and tried. But if they are sincerely trying to serve God, strength will be given them for every conflict. They are not to listen to the false reports that come to their ears, but are to go straight forward in the path of duty. They are to learn to think for themselves, and their actions are ever to be in accordance with the Word of God. Do not go out of your way to call your enemy to account. His words of censure and malice are like sparks which, if not blown upon and fed, will go out of themselves. Live down the evil reports of those whose tongues are set on fire of hell. If you stop of dispute, you will but open the way for further abuse. Often difficulties may be healed by silence. Let the evil talker alone. Go about your work as one who has a sacred trust to fulfill. When you are criticized, move on as one who hears not. Your heart may be wounded, nevertheless, do not allow yourself to be turned aside from your work. Give your time and attention to matters of eternal interest. Christ is your example. He came to this world and in humanity lived the life that He desires you to live. Look to Him. Study His plans and purposes and methods. His life is our lesson book. A divine human Savior, He stands before us with the invitation, "Come unto Me, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and My burden is light." Christ's life is a perfect revelation of God's character. What then is our duty? Paul tells us, Christ revealed Himself to Paul as he was persecuting the saints, and he declared, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." Fragments.